the most unusual aspect of the proceedings was who was missing. The Republican vice chair and the ranking Democrat were absent. There wasn't a single senator, and most telling of all, no governor, the man behind the plan. It was a sign that few took this hearing seriously. But one person did.
And he is our first speaker this morning. Mr. Speaker, welcome and thank you for coming.
Thank you, Madam Chair, and thank you to members of the committee.
House Speaker Bill O'Brien has called the House back to Concord to vote on Governor Lynch's amendment proposal at the end of the month. Critics have questioned O'Brien moving so quickly. The Speaker's answer? Because he wants to make sure lawmakers have a chance to consider the governor's plan.
We want to break the logjam by giving the governor's amendment a vehicle to be considered by the House.
Without getting into arcane legislative details, O'Brien is saying that if the House doesn't take up Lynch's proposal by the end of this year, rules prohibit consideration next year. And in O'Brien's mind, that would be a wasted opportunity. Other lawmakers insist there are different ways to keep the governor's proposal in play. Democratic Representative Gary Richardson told the Speaker this hearing was little more than politics.
To me, this is simply an attempt to defeat the governor's proposed language before we even have a chance to discuss it. So I am disappointed.
Richardson pointed out that the person who moved Lynch's proposal forward, O'Brien himself, doesn't even support it. He scolded the Speaker, saying the whole process didn't make any sense. Speaker O'Brien responded, telling Richardson the House is going above and beyond to make sure there's a serious debate on this plan.
We're also giving the proponent of this language, the governor, and his party an opportunity to comment and testify as to the merits of it. There's this transparency that here that goes far beyond what we've ever seen when it comes to what is going to be a floor amendment.
The Speaker made no attempt to hide his dislike of the Lynch proposal. He believes it gives the court too much oversight over future education funding plans. That view is widely held among rank-and-file GOP House members. But Special Committee Chair Republican Lynn Ober says she'd welcome another shot at the bill.
Because I think the more public hearings you have, the more you can get the public involved, the better bills you can write.
While rank-and-file House Republicans might not care for this plan, they have reason to tread carefully. For the first time in a decade, many amendment supporters believe the stars may finally be aligned to change the Constitution. But to do that, it must be a bipartisan effort. And it's hard to see that coming to pass if Governor Lynch isn't on board. For NHPR News, I'm Dan Gorenstein.